It was hard times. You can believe that. I was working, trying to take care of my wife, me, and my mother. 6 bits a day. And that was top prize. And I swear, I'd come in the evening and look like I would be so weak till my knees would be clucking like a wagon wheel, man. I'd go to bed, I said, well, baby, I just can't continue like this. Look like no sooner I go to bed, I'm ready to go catch that mule. Now, it wasn't no bull corn. I'd have to go catch that mule. You see every head all up there. Every time I'd get up, somebody done beat me to that lot. You understand? And then I'm rushing to, you understand, to be there before the man come. I get on in there and we catch them mules. We all leave out for the field together. Our jugs of water. Some be riding, some be walking. Some no mule would let you ride. They throw you off if you get up there. One day I said, I'm gonna ride in this evening. That was fun come off. I'm gonna ride anyhow. I got up on that mule, threw me so high, I got up, I was whiter than you. Man, I was in that sand, you know. I'm telling you, eyes, nose, ears, and everything. Well, I didn't try to ride that old mule no more. But I wasn't on it for much longer. I left. I go to Waxahatchee. I went to Waxahatchee to pick cotton. So I did pretty good there. So I left Waxahatchee and went on to Coolidge. Pick a little cotton there, and then I come into playing for dances. Owning Ben Hur, Mott, rocks my band. See, and when I got good, when I went to find them at places where the bell house at, see, I didn't know. I just had to wander up on them places. See, Ron Jewett, Buffalo, and Crockett, and things. They had a little old joint for Saturday nights, you know. Well, what you gonna do through the week? Well, I found Martin out there around Coolidge, and where they had one every night, man, I did all right for myself, because that was my business. There was Jenks Cafe, Jenks, you know, where they'd get back in this part and they'd do a little dancing, and in there they'd drink a little. Yeah, I was getting 3.5 in Coolidge, Texas. Got pretty good, and so they raised it to around $6 to go to Mart. I'm making $6 a night in Mart. Oh, my man, I didn't make too much in cotton. I'm telling you the truth, because they wasn't paying me 50 cents a hundred. Man, I'd make me $2 and something. I'd pick them 400 and 500. But you know, man, I'm telling you the truth. If you just know what it take to get $2 out of that cotton patch, You look at me, man. You don't know. I went through it. Yeah, man. Then I used to try to be a little rough, too, you know, and it messed with me a little bit. I tried to start me a little fighting, man. So they went throwing me on the road, putting me in a jank and going on. I had to calm down. Wearing that ball and chain ain't no good to no man. Well, that happened. I was back here not too many years ago. It was in the 30s. All along, from the 20s up until the 30s, I was there, man. I was getting cooped up and monked around pretty good. I'd always, somehow or another, I'd be lucky to manage to get out. One time, I run away. Yeah, I run away. That's the reason that I know about Mississippi today. I run away, and I went to Clarksdale, Mississippi. That's right, a whole boy with one dime in my pocket. Well, my time wasn't long. I didn't have but about a week or so more. I don't know exactly now. So he said, get it. You know what that means. So I went on and I'm still getting it. I ain't dying, I'm still getting it. I done been to Mississippi everywhere. I went to Clarksdale, Mississippi, where my wife was then. And they had a place where they was picking up those pecans. They was getting nice money then. It began to raise $1.50 a hundred. I went there, well, my wife and her brother, and you know, the people went there with her. They had a house, see. And down from the house was a place called the Bullpen. That's where all the rookies hang out at that. Nothing but a, you know, just a hobo general league. Just get out on you something and sleep. He was on the shed, like, you know. So I'd go down there, they'd gamble and pick guitar and drink. They had plenty of drink. So I'd go out and play that guitar for them, make me $3 or $4. Sometimes win me $12, $15. I'm done good. Walk away. Well, I'll tell you what I did. I caught a freight train in Crockett going to Palestine, Texas. But I had a little weak string around my guitar, swung around my neck. And that wind hit that guitar, and I ain't see that guitar since. Because I couldn't get it. That on top of freight train. That's right. I take my sister with me. She was sitting up there with me when that guitar said, whoop! It's gone, man. I ain't joking.